The conflict in Syria has been raging on for 3 years now.
As fighting rages in Syria, with more reports of barrel bombs being used, rifts within rebel ranks are becoming increasingly deadly. Britain has accused.
While other Arab countries witnessed the Arab Spring, Syria's spring hasn't happened yet. The government is shelling territory held by rebels, the Free Syrian Army, and it's gotten so messy with other militant groups infiltrating the country that it's a completely chaotic situation now. Some Syrians, including Syrian Americans, have lost hope in any political process to solve the crisis and have found other ways to help their country from right here in the Bay Area. Zayd Al-Humsi is one of them. He's a computer engineer in San Francisco's financial district, born and raised in Syria, and came to the U.S. 7 years ago to go to school. Al-Humsi's family is still back in Syria. He says he's frustrated by what he calls the inaction of world powers to help his country. He started to go to protests and became an online activist, signing petitions and spreading the message of the revolution. Then one day, he says, he realized that all that wasn't creating change on the ground in Syria. So Al-Humsi started a project called the 5% Movement, an online crowdfunding platform that funds humanitarian projects in the hardest hit areas. Zayd Al-Humsi joined me by Skype, and I asked him to tell me about making the turn from an activist into a humanitarian.
The main reason is, honestly, is because I felt the political work is not gaining anything. So my turning into humanitarian work came out of a frustration at the U.S. and other Western government, and out of disappointment that nothing is going to happen, in my opinion, at least in the political arena.
Okay, so now tell me about what you did and what you formed.
So a bunch of Syrian Americans, mostly in the Bay Area, and myself, we saw that there's a huge humanitarian need. So now we have about 3 million refugees. We have about 7 million internally dislocated people inside of Syria. And we have liberated areas that are under constant shelling, and they are lacking the most basic needs of infrastructure. And at the same time, we saw that there's a lot of people, there's a lot of activists working on the ground inside of Syria on like development projects. And on the other hand, you have a lot of people who want to help the Syrian cause, but they can't get to those activists. So basically, we started a movement called the 5% Movement. And what we do is we get in touch with people on the ground inside of Syria working on projects, and we post their project on the 5% Movement website, and we allow anyone who wants to help the Syrian cause to donate their time or money to get this project to help with these projects. So, for example, one project we have is solar panels for the Ghouta neighborhood of in the suburbs of Damascus. And the suburbs of Damascus are lacking electricity. There's absolutely no electricity. What people do is they use generators, which is very costly because of the price of diesel. So now people are thinking of ways, of alternative ways to generate energy. One of those ideas is a guy working on solar panels in order to generate power for the Ghouta neighborhood. So this project, for example, get listed on the 5% Movement website. They list what they need in terms of monetary contribution, and they also list what they need in terms of expertise contribution. And now on our end, we go on the website and we browse the project. If we like this project in particular, we can donate money to it, or if we find out that we have the expertise that the project manager is asking for, we can donate our time to help the project activist. And there is a project management system on the website basically to connect the two and provide monitoring over the implementation of the project.
What are you anticipating in terms of challenges, and how do you prepare for that?
Syrians feel the outcome of this revolution is not in our hands anymore. We feel that this whole thing is now in the hands of big powers. So Syrians have been frustrated. Basically, they gradually backed off and they stopped supporting the revolution. They stopped being active. The main challenge, we think, is it's going to take a lot of work to convince Syrians and non-Syrians also that this revolution, it's still going on. we still have a role in this revolution that we can fulfill, and we can't just back off basically and keep watching what's going on the ground without doing anything. So that's the main challenge. The other challenge is there is a lot of trust issues, because you know, a lot of people don't trust, if they donate their money, that it will basically get delivered to the final beneficiary. And I think it's going to take a lot of effort to convince those people that this is different. And it is actually different, because we are providing a project management system. Unlike other organizations, when you donate on the 5% movement, you have a project management system where you get put in touch directly with the project activist, and you have full transparency on watching the progress and the implementation of the project and requesting any information from the project manager and also from the 5% ambassador for this particular project.
So here you are all the way over here in California, in the Bay Area, near Silicon Valley. You know, I would think that many people would be here and kind of sad for their country, and that's it. But you chose to do something. How do you feel about what you're doing?
I feel great, actually. When I sit down to work on this project, it's the thing I enjoy the most. I feel there is an outcome of what I'm doing. I feel that I'm finally doing something. And basically, I mean, what I tell to those people is we spend a lot of time, especially Syrians, we spend a lot of time in what we think is revolutionizing. So for the past 2 years, I spent countless number of hours watching YouTube videos and following revolution pages, liking those links, liking these videos and sharing them with my friends. And after a while, I figured out that this is not active revolutionizing. This is basically just watching from far away and not doing anything. So now, at least what it made me feel is that it makes me feel, you know, relatively part of the revolution. Of course, I can't say I'm part of this revolution when I compare what I'm doing to what the people on the inside are doing. But at least it gave me some sort of feeling that I'm being active, I'm helping in some way. And the point of this whole platform is to give that same feeling to everyone who uses the platform. We want to give you the feeling that you are actively involved in this revolution, that you are actively involved in the Syrian cause. And the only way we think to get this feeling is by being actually involved, by providing your time, by working with activists, by feeling that you are actually working with a team on the ground inside of Syria.
When I hear the news from Syria, it's extremely sad and frustrating. You sound so hopeful. Where do you get that hope from?
I get the hope from the people I talk to on the ground. Believe me when I tell you that people on the inside are a lot more hopeful than people than Syrians on the outside. The Syrians I talk to on the outside of Syria, the people I talk to in the U.S., basically are very frustrated. Talking to them kills all the hope in me. On the other hand, whenever I talk and communicate to those activists inside of Syria, in the liberated areas, the amount of hope they have is basically what keeps me going. It's basically what keeps me working on this project and the ideas that they're working on. I mean, when you see someone on one project that we got a proposal for is called the Integrity Bus. So this activist called Rezan Ghazali, what she does is she goes on a bus with a projector and a computer, and she goes from school to school in the liberated areas. She goes to damaged schools where refugees live, and she just show videos, basically, Disneyland videos of, like Disney videos of to those children, and she revives the hope in them. So honestly, when you see someone under constant shelling, when you see someone who's forgetting all that's happening and focusing on creative ideas like this, you feel ashamed to be not hopeful, and we are all the way out here, basically.